Hydration and antioxidants to fight fatigue. Fit by Vatra. Fit for life. The news on Kumbon Radio is brought to you by Fit Sports Drink. Fit by Vatra. Fit for life.
Kumbon Radio News. Kumbon at 6:30 hours.
12:45.
And at 18:15, Kumbon Radio 94.9. It's Kumbon. Hakuna Kulala.
The headlines on Kumbon Radio.
Widow's house reduced to ashes in Catherine Ponche. Zambia Railways are backs arrest of suspects in illegal land allocations in Kitwe. In Africa news, a five Mexican nationals, one South African, in court after a drug bust in South Africa. To present the lunchtime news, my name is Blessed Chua. A house belonging to a 27-year-old widow of Ndeke B compound in Kapere Mbonji has been reduced to ashes after it caught fire last evening. The incident happened around 17 hours and shortly after power was restored in the area. The widow Angela Nguni and her five children were not home when the inferno swept through the house. Several household goods valued about 60,000 kwacha were completely destroyed. Only 250 kilograms of bags of maize were salvaged, but Mrs. Nguni narrated that some community members who initially appeared to render help looted the maize. Speaking in an interview with Common Radio News, the visibly disturbed widow explained what transpired and appealed for assistance to help her rebuild her life. Some community members also echoed her appeal, calling for compensation to support the affected family. By press time, efforts to get a comment from ZESCO authorities proved futile, and the cause of the fire has not yet been established.
Mwali pespuna fridge TV ametawa na stove singi sana mamba singi sapi ama mattress ama blanket sisi akufora ama informzi ama ama box sasa shaji
na mtu kwa kutoa kwa watu wa mwakuishi kwa kutoa gomba deni singo mada kutoa wana wabidi nino watu wa matendanji na wakula dapa wofu ashita. So, I'm going to show you a special
A concerned resident of Kitwe, Kenneth Mwango, has commended the Kitwe City Council for demolishing illegal structures built on railway reserves in the Ndeke presidential area. Mr. Mwango notes that the area is highly sensitive and any construction there requires a prior approval from the council. He points out that individuals who sold plots without a proper authority, as well as those who invested in land without official clearance, are to blame for the situation. Mr. Mwango has since advised residents to strictly follow council regulations to avoid their future losses and penalties.
That area is a very sensitive area, of which buildings that are supposed to be built in that area are supposed to be sanctioned by the council. But alas, cadres took the law into their own hands, started allocating themselves the plot. We thank the Kitwe City Council what they have done, and they should not be blamed for whatever. The blame should be on those who were allocating themselves the plot and started to spend the money on a plot they are not even sure of. This thing, we are also warning those who are building on the land that are not sanctioned by the council. Mumwale kula wonse muma plot muri yomwa kwevasi. Ba council tapalese veshiri. Doubtful plot. Lekeni.
Meanwhile, Zambia Railways Limited Public Relations Manager Sombe Longwani has welcomed the detention of 12 suspects accused of illegally allocating plots within the rail reserve strip in Kitwe's presidential area. Ms. Longwani says the arrest will serve as a warning to would-be offenders and reaffirm the Zambia Railways' commitment to safeguarding its infrastructure.
Zambia Railways Limited welcomes the detention of 12 suspects who are illegally allocating plots in the rail reserve strip in Kitwe's presidential area. The efforts by the local authority as well as the state police, working in collaboration with Zambia Railways Limited, undertook this operation, and we are elated by these collaborative efforts that will help us as an institution in addressing issues to do with encroachment. As you may be aware, Zambia Railways Limited is grappling with encroachment along the line of rail. So this is a message, obviously, to members of the public that encroachment is an offence.
Mufurila Zadevet Elunda Ward Councillor Kana Dongo has urged authorities to adopt a more understanding approach towards Constituency Development Fund, the CDF, revolving loan beneficiaries who have failed to meet their repayment obligations. Ms. Dongo notes that instead of rushing to legal action, beneficiaries should first be summoned to explain the challenges they are facing. She has observed that many invested in aquaculture and agriculture, but the businesses were severely hit by the drought that characterized the 2023-2024 rainfall season. She has disclosed that nearly 90% of beneficiaries have struggled to service their loans, largely due to channeling the funds into unsuitable or high-risk ventures. Ms. Dongo has since advised that prospective beneficiaries to seek professional guidance before committing public funds into businesses to prevent repeating such setbacks.
I don't think most of them is in trouble. Yeah, I'll give an example. Last year we had a drought into a terrible drought in the country. See, some people want to be invested in fish farming, some invested in agriculture, farming, growing of maize, and that also some projects. But because of the rain pattern was not so right, people couldn't, like, they fell to a base, whatever they projected, and hence the failure to pay the loans. I think those are the reasons most of the people are
giving in the world. The National Action for Quality Education in Zambia, NACAES, has urged government to urgently address the shortage of teachers as Finance Minister Dr. Situmbeko Msokotwani prepares to present the 2026 national budget in Parliament this Friday. NACAES Executive Director Dr. Aaron Jansa says the public schools across the country are grappling with a critical shortfall of more than 65,000 teachers. He is calling on government to recruit at least 10,000 teachers in 2026 to ease their staffing constraints, especially in rural areas. Dr. Jansa also warns that the continued implementation of the 2023 competence-based curriculum is under serious threat due to the lack of textbooks and teaching equipment. The NACAES Executive Director is proposing a minimum allocation of 1.5 billion kwacha towards curriculum rollout in the upcoming budget. He adds that neglecting education funding will only prolong a stored information.